Hey, this morning we have a fun visit set up for you. We're visiting this morning with Laura Keyes, and she is going to be a part of a presentation going on at the Atlantic Public Library on Tuesday, June 9th, as part of the VIP Connections program. And her presentation is historic in nature and will probably strike a chord with folks around this area, since the Hitchcock House had such an important part in the Underground Railroad movement. Laura Keyes is with us here this morning. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about this program. You are going to be doing a program related to the Underground Railroad and some of the work that the abolitionists were involved in during that time back in the 1800s. Talk a little first about your interest in history. How did you ever get interested in history like this?
I think that I always had an interest in history, even from grade school. And my father definitely has an interest in history, and so there would be many books or even magazines around the house that I would just sit and read. When I was 14 years old, my parents arranged to have me volunteer on a regular basis throughout the whole summer at a living history village where I grew up in Rockford, Illinois. And that really opened my eyes to this additional way of sharing history, not necessarily a book, not even an article in a magazine, but to be a person, usually in costume, standing in a historic house and verbally talking about the location and the people who might have lived or visited that house. And that was a whole new way of sharing history for me.
Well, it obviously had a big impact on a young girl because you've done an awful lot with history in what you do outside of what you do for a living. It seems like you're very active in these types of things.
I really am. I started portraying women from history in 2008, and I just haven't stopped. And I have a number of different women from history that I portray. And I also give lectures on historic topics. These topics from history are still a kind of untold story. And that's a lot of what I focus on in my work. At this point, it's as much work as a part-time job. And I do, as you said, I do work full-time as a librarian in Illinois.
Well, if you take it seriously and want to be true to the topic, it takes a lot of research and takes an awful lot of work to make these things happen. And you've made this part happen now. You're portraying Lucy Pettingill, who is a station operator on the Underground Railroad. Why did this topic interest you?
So in 2019, I moved to Peoria, Illinois. I had never lived there before. I'd visited, you know, a handful of times. And I did what I usually do. I found their local museum and historical society, honestly, within weeks of me moving there. And I started to learn about Peoria. And one thing that they don't really announce very broadly is that in the mid-19th century, Peoria was actually very pro-slavery. For being in the upper part of central Illinois, the economy was really based in goods and services shipped to them from the southern states with slave labor. And I learned that, and then of course I learned that there were definite stops on the Underground Railroad around Peoria, and I thought, oh, well, that's a story. When you're being an abolitionist, when you are working on the Underground Railroad, which we must remember was illegal, and you're surrounded by neighbors or business acquaintances even in your town who are vastly, fiercely against it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this has got to be a good story.
How did you zero in on Lucy?
Yeah, so the Peoria Historical Society does maintain the Pettingill home, which was built in the early 1860s, and Lucy herself only lived there a few years before she died. But that right there was a name and with something that I started investigating. And it's true, there is very little left in Lucy's own voice. There are very few letters. She didn't leave a diary. However, her husband did. Not a diary, but he left a handwritten biography of himself that he wrote in his later life. And I use that as a basis for learning what Lucy did. And that was something that I found very helpful. And that's why I decided to focus on Lucy, even though in my presentation there are a few anecdotes, a few descriptions that did not come from Lucy, but they did come from her contemporaries in Western Illinois, also in the mid-1900s, who were abolitionists, and I thought that would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Has this work expanded your knowledge of the Underground Railroad?
Oh, definitely. I learned so much more than I ever knew about the Underground Railroad, and I put that in my presentation in order to share this with others. So many of us in school learned about Harriet Tubman, who was wonderful. She worked exclusively on the East Coast. She self-emancipated from a plantation in Maryland, and so she was all on the East Coast. The Underground Railroad in Western Illinois, in Iowa, certainly, it was just very different than on the East Coast, and therefore there were different situations and different obstacles that these abolitionists had to overcome. And as I said, I try to put as much as I can in my presentation so that the folks really learn how different life was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. And of course, now the Hitchcock House here in Lewis played a prominent role along the Underground Railroad. So this is a topic that's going to be very important to folks around here.
Yes, I do have a goal to visit so many of these preserved homes that were part of the Underground Railroad around the Midwest, certainly in Illinois and Iowa. Haven't been able to visit the Hitchcock House yet, but I hope to do so soon.
Yeah. You know, Lucy, you've got to keep an audience. So, you know, you are an entertainer as well as a historical presenter. How do you bridge that with enough to keep people interested and also being able to stay true to the story?
That's a very good question. I work hard on writing the narrative so that it's not simply a regurgitation of facts, you know, not just a list of facts and dates. It's what happened on that date, one person's perspective, what they were doing, and not just they were living in a town. Now, what were they doing on that day? What were they feeling? And what were their emotions? And so it's combining all of those together and then doing the portrayal, doing the acting to share those emotions. That is not easy, I'll admit. After doing this for 18 years, I think I've got a knack for it. And my undergraduate degree was in literature. And so ask any English major, they had to write a lot in order to get through undergraduate. So I'm definitely used to writing.
Well, and I'm sure it's also taking people, this is a period piece, obviously, so you're taking people back to a time when there were certain modern conveniences that didn't exist, and I'm not even talking about mm-hmm. cell phones and technology, roads, cars, you know, I mean, it was mm-hmm. very difficult to move people from point to point back then, and it's hard sometimes to get people to think about those things.
You're absolutely right, and I do even include a comment on the poor roads in my presentation, meaning the poor state of the roads. And that's why not too many abolitionists gathered at one certain location. And I know that from newspaper accounts that still exist. from an abolitionist group in the 1840s. And so I even include that in my presentation. So these details are some that I hope folks recognize, and they that just helps their overall experience.
You bet. Well, this virtual presentation is going to be happening again on Tuesday, June 9th at the Atlantic Public Library at 10:30 a.m. Laura, what do you hope folks come away from this presentation? How do you hope that they come away? What information would you like them to take away from it?
I think I'd like folks to realize that history is far more complicated and nuanced than we have been taught, and perhaps even that we like to admit. There's very few instances of completely black or white perspectives. A whole lot of humans today, and therefore a lot of humans in the past, see things in various shades of gray because they have to perhaps be convinced of a certain viewpoint. And that's just human nature. And honestly, the majority of history was lived by ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Very true. And Lucy Pettengill, one of those, and she'll be featured as part of that virtual presentation again coming up Tuesday, June 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Atlantic Public Library. That's part of the VIP Connections program. Laura Keyes is going to be the presenter, and she's joined us here this morning. Laura, thank you so much for the time here today. Hope that it works out really well for you, and we hope to see you here at the Hitchcock House somewhere down the road.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks for having me, Jim.